Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in Amma ba'd. We continue reading in the treatise At-Tawdihu wal-Bayan li Shajaratil Iman, the clarification and interpretation of the tree of faith by Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir As-Sa'di rahimahullahu ta'ala. In our previous classes, we have been discussing the affairs of al-Iman and the fact that it is different levels and it varies. And there is the foundation of al-Iman and the general state of faith that all of the believers they share in, that all of the Muslims they share with regards to the portion of faith that enters one into the fold of al-Islam. But after that, there are obligations inwardly and outwardly in creed and in belief and in also actions of worship of the heart and likewise actions with the tongue and the body parts. The obligations of faith that must be performed for that faith to be good and for that faith to be strong and for that faith to be complete and for that faith to truly be beneficial for the believer in this life and the hereafter. And then above that level is no limits to the faith, yani to the heights of Iman that one can reach in his creed and in his deed, in his actions and his speech, in his religion and in his deen, traversing on the ranks of piety upon the as-sirat al-mustaqim. So we have seen that whenever the word Islam is mentioned, it includes the whole religion. When the word al-Islam is mentioned in general, what is intended here is the whole religion. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi, Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi, al-Islam, wa man yabtaghi ghayra al-Islami deenan, falan yuqbala minhu. Yani this is including the whole religion. Islam is included here, the outward actions, and likewise the inward actions of faith. All of this is included. Yani al-Iman is included in this affair, the entire religion. The entire religion. Wa raditu lakum al-Islama deenan. And I'm pleased with you for Islam as your deen. So what is included here is both al-Islam, the outward actions, as well as al-Iman, the inward actions as well. So what is intended here is the whole religion, the whole religion. And likewise, on the contrary, whenever al-Iman is mentioned alone as well, what is intended here is the whole entire deen. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah, He is the wali, the helper and the guardian and the protector of those who believe. The word Iman is here. And a point to be made with regards to this is whenever we say, whenever the word al-Islam is mentioned, or whenever the word al-Iman is mentioned, not specifically that word only, but rather that word and any word that's derived from it. And any word that's derived from it, any that has that same meaning. So the one who has al-Iman, he's called a mu'min. And it's said about them, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So that's what is being referred to in this verse. Allahu waliyu الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Any of those people who have Iman. So what is intended here is the deen in entirety. What is intended here is the religion in entirety. And with regards to the fact that Allah, He is the wali, He is the wali of all of the believers. Those who have the minimum faith and those have the largest and the greatest amount of faith. But that protection and that help and that aid is according to that faith. So those who have a higher level of faith, they have a higher level of wilaya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and aid and support. And so this is the case. The point is now is that whenever al-Islam is mentioned alone, it's including the whole religion, inwardly and outwardly. Yani meaning Iman. Because we said Iman is what? Qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad. Statement and action and creed. Encompassing the whole religion. So al-Islam is the same thing. Whenever it's mentioned like this, what is intended is the entire religion. And also the word at-taqwa, and he could be included the entire religion. Also al-istiqama, also al-ibadah, also yani in this manner like this. These words, they have this general meaning whenever they're mentioned alone. And Iman, likewise, the one who has Iman, he's the one who establishes the prayer. He's the one who pays the zakat. He is the one who fasts the month of Ramadan, so on and so forth, until the rest of the pillars of faith. So these terms, the people of knowledge, they mention a benefit here with regards to the terms of al-Islam with Iman. And there are terms like this, any similar as well in the Arabic language or in the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذِ اجْتَمَعَتْ تَفَرَّقَتْ وَإِذِ اجْتَمَعَتْ اِفْتَرَقَتْ وَإِذِ اجْتَمَعَتْ اجْتَمَعَتْ. And if these words are mentioned together, then the meanings are different. And if these words are mentioned separately, the meanings are the same. So there are terms in the deen that have encompassing meanings. They have this one term that includes many meanings, like al-Islam and like al-Iman. These terms here, they include many meanings. So whenever they're mentioned alone, what is intended is all of those meanings. Whenever they're mentioned alone, what is intended is that it's encompassing, the word encompasses all of those meanings. But whenever they're mentioned together, then each one has its own specific meaning. So therefore, whenever al-Iman and al-Islam and al-Iman is mentioned alone, then Iman is included in Islam. And Islam is included in Iman. But whenever they're mentioned together, now al-Islam will be referring to the outward actions and performing the outward legislation, the outward sacred rites about Islam. يعني الشرائع الظاهرة. This is what Islam is referring to now. Whenever they're coupled together, and Iman will be referring to the inward actions, the actions of faith and the actions of the heart, from creed and from belief and from the affairs of the heart. So this is something that is very important to understand with regards to these terms. There are many terms like this in the Arabic language, like al-miskin wa al-faqir. So whenever they're mentioned alone, the miskin, he is faqir, and faqir is miskin. Both of them, they're people who are indigent, and there are people who are impoverished, and they're in poverty and they're poor. But whenever they're mentioned together, then the people of knowledge, they mention that al-miskin, he's the one who maybe he has something, but he doesn't have his needs. Maybe he has a job, maybe he has a vehicle, maybe he has yani a paycheck and the likes like this, but he's struggling and he doesn't meet his needs. And this would be the miskin, or anyone in this area. And the faqir, he's the one who has nothing. He's the one who's living on the street with nothing, no income. This is whenever they're mentioned together in this context. But whenever they're mentioned independently, then they have the meaning of the other one. In the context will determine what is intended. Likewise, al-birr wa taqwa. Al-birr wa taqwa. Al-birr is one of those words also that includes the whole religion. Performing all of the, establishing the affairs of faith and performing all of the actions of the religion, this is called birr, righteousness. And likewise, avoiding the haram, this is called birr, righteousness. Staying away from that which is impermissible is called birr, righteousness. And the taqwa, likewise, we have seen the encompassing meaning of a taqwa. It means to perform the obligations, hoping for the reward from Allah upon knowledge, and to avoid the prohibitions, fearing the punishment of Allah upon knowledge. You need to do this upon knowledge. So then, in this case, that also encompasses the whole religion. The whole religion. But whenever birr and taqwa are mentioned together in one context, then birr is referring to the performance of the obligations and the actions that one is commanded to perform and to comply to and abide by. And to do them. And as for a taqwa, then it's referring to avoiding and staying away from that which is impermissible and that which is doubtful. To avoid and stay away from that which is impermissible and that which is doubtful. So there are terms, إذا اجتمعت في سياق واحد افترقت في المعنى. في المعنى. وإذا افترقت في سياق يعني اجتمعت في المعنى. This is what the people of knowledge, they mentioned. That there are terms that if they're mentioned together in one context, the meanings are different. And if they're mentioned separately in a context, then the meanings are the same. Meanings are the same. We understand that principle. This is very important to understand these affairs. And also to understand the issue of al-Iman, that there is mutlaq al-Iman, and then there is al-Iman al-Wajib, and then there is al-Iman al-Mustahab. And to understand these affairs in detail, and to understand these terms, and then below that, what's below mutlaq al-Iman? What's after that? Disbelief, kufr, and nifaq, and shirk. All of this is down here. All of this is under there, yani under the line of entering into the fold of al-Islam and being considered a Muslim. So it's very important to be able to differentiate these affairs, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said, yani by His justice and wisdom, that those who have the name of Iman, or the name of Islam, yani those who have faith, then they have the promise of paradise. They have the promise of paradise and the pleasure of Allah. And those who do not have it, then they have the promise and the threat of the hellfire. And then those who have the higher levels of faith and rank, then they have the promise of paradise without any punishment and any reckoning. And to have the higher levels and to have the high ranks. And to have the support and the aid of Allah in this life and in the hereafter. And so on and so forth. And likewise, these terms here, this was the base or the point of the very first differing and the division in the ranks of the ummah after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever the Khawarij appeared, and they misunderstood this affair of faith of al-Iman, and therefore they declared the Sahaba to be disbelievers. And they took them out of the fold of Iman. They took them out of mutlaq al-Iman entirely and put them in kufr. And put them in kufr unrightfully and unlawfully. And even they used evidences from the Quran in a misguided manner to establish their evidences and to establish their position. So they made a mistake in that affair. They made a mistake in understanding these terms. Understanding mutlaq al-Iman, al-Iman al-Kamil, al-Iman al-Mustahab. Understanding whenever Iman is negated. Whenever what is intended, whenever Iman is negated, for example, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min. I swear by Allah he doesn't have Iman. I swear by Allah he doesn't have Iman. I swear by Allah he doesn't have Iman. Qalu man ya Rasulullah. They said, who, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'iqahu. The one who is neighbor is not safe from his harms and from his ills. And the one who is neighbor is not safe from his harms and from harming him. And in this manner. So what is intended here? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he negated faith. Wallahi la yu'min. What is intended here? Al-Iman al-Mustahab? Al-Iman al-Wajib? Mutlaq al-Iman? Which one is intended? Huh? Al-Iman al-Kamil. Al-Iman al-Wajib. Yani al-Iman al-Kamil. Al-Iman al-Wajib. So here we understand now from this narration that to make sure your neighbors are safe from your harm, that you don't harm them in any manner whatsoever, that their hearts do not feel harmed by you, it is from the obligations of faith. And one's faith is not complete until then. But the Khawarij, they misunderstood this affair, and they didn't understand that what is intended here is mutlaq, is al-Iman al-Mutlaq, but rather they considered it mutlaq al-Iman, asul iman. Wallahi la yu'min, I mean, he's not a believer then. Then that means he's a disbeliever. Then that means he's a disbeliever. So they misunderstood these terms and this reality, and this was the cause for the first deviation that occurred in al-Islam. And after them, the Khawarij, likewise following up on their path, was the Mu'tazila. And they were the same, basically, in the creed with the Khawarij. The Khawarij, they declared the person who committed a major sin to be outside of the fold of al-Iman. And the Mu'tazila, they did similar like this in this life. They didn't say he's outside of the fold of al-Iman. They didn't say he's inside of the fold of al-Iman likewise. They said he's fi manzila bayna manzilatayn. Fi manzilatayn bayna manzilatayn. He's not a believer and he's not a kafir. But they agreed with the Khawarij in the hereafter, saying that he is abiding in the fire for eternity. Abiding for the fire in the eternity. This was the Khawarij, the first of those who made a mistake in this affair. And this was the first deviation in the ranks of the Muslims. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the affairs of faith, then the Mu'tazila, and then not long after them, the Murji'ah. On the contrary, they also misunderstood faith. They also misunderstood faith. And whenever they seen that the one who faith is affirmed for him, then they believe that his faith is kamil. So anytime it's mentioned that a person, he has faith, then they considered that faith to be the kamil al-Iman. So they considered the one who is a Muslim and he makes the shahada, even if he committed fornication, and even if he lied, and even if he cheated or stole, they would consider him to have the same faith as Abu Bakr and Umar, radiyallahu anhuma. And this misinterpretation of their understanding of these affairs and these terms here. So therefore, to be able to visualize this clearly, and to know the maratib al-deen, al-Islam, al-Iman, and al-Ihsan. And also, al-Islam, it has mutlaq al-Iman, the faith in general faith. But after entering into general faith, there are obligations one he must fulfill to complete his faith. If not, then maybe he has faith, but his faith is deficient. For example, the one who harms his neighbor, he parks his car in front of his neighbor's house all the time without permission. Every time his neighbor looks out his window, he sees his neighbor's car in front of his house, blocking his view, and the like. He can't even park his own car there. He can't even bring his guest over and the likes like this to park because there's a neighbor's car always parked in front of his house, for example. So he's harming him in this manner, or with trash, or whatever, or with music, or loud noises, and he's disturbing his neighbor. And in this manner, that person's faith is falling. The reason why this is occurring is because of a weakness in faith. The reason why this is happening is because of a weakness in faith. But he still has faith. He's still a Muslim. His shahada is still present, and he still prays, and he still has the promise of the Muslims. What is upon him likewise is what is upon the Muslims. So therefore, he's held accountable for his shortcoming. So this is an obligation of faith. If one doesn't perform it, he will fall down. And whenever the faith falls down, now he's exposed to the anger of Allah accordingly. And he's exposed to the threat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly, although he has the foundation of faith and the general promise of the believers. We understand this affair. This is something that's very important. And this is from the most important of affairs, to understand clearly the reality of Al-Iman. The reality of Al-Iman. So sometimes in the text, the iman will be negated. There's a principle, لا ينفى الإيمان إلا بأمر واجب إلا بترك واجب أو فعل محرم. لا ينفى الإيمان إلا بترك واجب أو بفعل محرم. The iman is not negated in the text except for leaving off an obligation or perpetrating a prohibition. If the iman is being negated, this is the case. But although that iman is negated, his Islam is still present. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Not one of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Iman is negated here. So that means to love for your brother what you love for yourself is an obligation, because iman is not negated except in something that is obligatory, or except with regards to something that is impermissible. So we understand from this that to love for your brother what you love for yourself is an obligation of faith. But if somebody he had wished ill for a believer, this does not take him out of Islam. So iman can be negated, but Islam is still present, meaning that his Islam is deficient, but it's still present. And this is why we will find in the text, and Allah knows best, that there are no evidences in the Sunnah where Islam is being negated. It's all where iman is being negated. So we have Islam, and then higher than that we have iman, and higher than that we have ihsan. So these texts, they come mentioning wallahi la yu'min, for example. Well, I swear by Allah, he doesn't believe about the neighbor. Not one of you truly believes until this and until that. Like this, these affairs. The word iman is mentioned, because iman can come down and a person is still a Muslim. These texts, they don't come and they don't say, wallahi, laysa bi Muslim, man, whoever doesn't do this and do that. I swear by Allah, he's not a Muslim, the one who doesn't do this and do that. And in negating Islam, we understand the point. Because if you negate Islam, then that means that's negating mutlaq al-iman, aslul deen, and taking him out of the deen into kufr. So these terms have come like this. لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. The fornicator doesn't fornicate while he's fornicating and he's a believer. Meaning he's not a believer, now he's a Muslim. So it didn't say لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مسلم. These texts didn't come like this. The Islam is not being negated. So what is intended here is that iman is negated, not mutlaq al-iman, but al-iman al-wajib. Al-iman al-wajib. لا يشرب الخمر حين يشربه وهو مؤمن. He doesn't drink alcohol while he's drinking alcohol and he's a believer. Is he a Muslim?
Yes.
He can be a Muslim and drink alcohol. He can be a Muslim and drink alcohol, but he will not be a mu'min, meaning that he did not fulfill the obligations of faith. So to leave off alcohol is an obligation of faith, because iman is being negated here. Because iman is being negated. To leave off fornication is an obligation. Why? Because iman is being negated here. Iman is being negated. And there are other evidences clearly clarifying that zina is haram, but just to understand these texts here, to understand how to deal with these texts. So the Khawarij, what did they say? لا يزني زاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. What did they say? وهو مؤمن. While he's a believer, meaning they negated from him iman entirely. So therefore, the one who commits zina, he's not a Muslim. He's not a Muslim. So they didn't differentiate between these terms, al-iman, wal-islam, wal-mu'min, wal-muslim, and the levels and the ranks of the deen. So they looked at al-iman and the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla as if it's one thing. If it's there, it's there. And if it's not there, it's gone. It's not there, it's gone. And this is how they look like, the Khawarij. They say if the obligations are there, then the deen is there. If one of the obligations are gone, then the deen goes along with it entirely. the obligation to not commit fornication. If it's there, alhamdulillah, he's a believer. If he commits, if the obligation goes, then his deen goes entirely. And in their creed, in their creed. On the other extreme, the Murji'ah, they look likewise as iman is one thing, the deen is one thing. But they look at it on the other extreme. If it's there, it's all there. If it's there, it's all there. No matter, even if he commits zina, he's got deen, the deen is all there. Deen is one thing, it doesn't fluctuate. It's not higher in levels in maratib, it's one thing. If he has the shahada and you affirm faith for him, then his faith is all there, 100%. Even if he committed zina, and even if he committed the greatest of crimes. But all of this is falsehood. And the reality is that iman, it fluctuates, and that there are levels in the deen. That there are levels in the deen. And not everybody in the religion is one level. Not everybody in the deen is one level. Even a person himself in one day is not one level. A person, he can feel himself sometimes. And he, in the morning he'll have strong faith. And in the evening he'll have weak faith. And he be weaker, or the opposite of that. He'll wake up in the morning and he'll have worries and the likes like this, and then maybe he'll repent to Allah and seek forgiveness from Allah and seek the aid and the help of Allah and beg Allah, and then his iman will increase and be strong, and he will find happiness again in the end of the day. In the end of the day, this is something that a person, he would experience himself, yani in his own self. So this is the affair of al-Islami, what iman, what ihsan. Yani the highest level is at ihsan. We didn't speak too much now about that that topic, because the point now is to establish the fact, yani that the religion, it fluctuates. Yani to establish what is iman and what is not iman, and the levels of al iman, so that this is clear. So who can remind us now just the terms? We have, for example, when we talk about the da'irah, the circle. What's the biggest circle called? Al-Islam. And then inside that circle is the smallest circle, is called Al-Iman. And inside that circle is the smallest circle called Al-Ihsan. This is how they make it. But even if we thought about it going up like this, and in this one, the Islam is bigger and greater. And then in that is one smaller, but it's also higher. And then in that one is one smaller, and it's also higher. It's also higher. So from this aspect, the people of knowledge, they mention that every muhsin is a mu'min Muslim, but not every mu'min is a muhsin, but every mu'min is a Muslim, and not every Muslim is a mu'min or a muhsin, but every Muslim, he is a Muslim, he's not a kafir, he's not a kafir, he's not a mushrik, he's a Muslim, so he has the promise of the Muslims, and he has the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Allah azza wa jal, and Allah azza wa jal, he wanted good for him. Even if he's from the worst of the Muslims. So long as he is a Muslim, even if he's an innovator. Even if he's an innovator, but if his innovation is lesser than disbelief, then he has good with him. The amount of faith he has with him is good. And this is something that we'll discuss later, inshallah, so that we do not go to extremes. Because so long as a person is a Muslim, he has the love of Allah and the walaya of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal guided him to faith, chose for him faith, selected him to not be a kafir. He's a believer, he's a Muslim, he has iman. He has iman, although maybe he's involved in innovation. Maybe he has a misunderstanding in the religion, but that misunderstanding does not take him out of the fold of the deen. So he will be from the lowest levels of the Muslims, but he's still a Muslim. And he's still promised to be in paradise. Whether we show him the rights of the Muslims or not, that's a whole other story that will come, inshallah. Because an innovator, he, although he has the foundation of love that every Muslim has, will it be shown to him or not? And this is a different issue. It will not be shown to him in general because of his innovation and the likes like this. But in one's heart, he knows that he's a Muslim and he's better than a disbeliever. And so long as he died upon Islam, then he'll be in the Jannah. And he's under the will of Allah. The worst of the innovators, somebody from Ikhwan al-Muslimin, for example, or Jamaat al-Tabligh, for example, and he's from these deviant groups, but he's a Muslim. But he's a Muslim, and he has the promise of paradise if he dies in that manner. But he's under the will of Allah. He's under the will. Likewise, those who are tried with sins, those who are tried with major sins, for example, and he does the worst of the sins. He's fornicating. He drinks alcohol. He smokes. He does drugs, and he deals drugs. But he still prays, and he's still a Muslim. For example, somebody who's tried with the worst of the affairs, from the affairs of the dunya and the sins and the likes like this, yani he's still a Muslim. He's still a Muslim, so therefore he still has the promise of the Muslim. Whether we show him love or not, likewise, it goes back to that same affair. The people who display the sins and the likes like that, we don't show them love likewise. But in our hearts, we do not decree them to be like disbelievers. And we do not believe that they will be in the fire, or they will believe that their destination will be the paradise. If Allah, they're under the will of Allah. If Allah wills, He will punish them, and if Allah wills, He will forgive them. And in the end, they will be in paradise. Everyone who dies is a Muslim. Everyone who dies is a Muslim. This is the creed of Ahlus Sunnah. This is the creed of Ahlus Sunnah. So a believer, he would not go to extremes and treat the Muslims like disbelievers. So although, because now that we see these levels, we'll talk about love. So therefore, all the believers, it's incumbent to love them and to love good for them. But and all of the believers, they have the love of Allah in their heart. And they have the love of Allah likewise. And they have the love of the Messenger of Allah in their heart likewise. So therefore, according to that love, is according to how much we should love them. But also, if they perform innovation or they perform sins and the likes like this, also they have with them, along with that, that which necessitates for us to detest them and to hate them. So it's possible now, after understanding this affair, that there could be a person that it's obligatory to love him and hate him at the same time. It's obligatory to love him and hate him at the same time. How much do you love him is determined by the legislation. How much you hate him is determined by the legislation. You cannot love him entirely because he has sins with him, innovation with him. You cannot hate him entirely because he has iman with him, Islam with him. We understand that. So this is something that's very important. So there are people who are loved entirely with no hatred whatsoever. And they're the prophets and messengers and the righteous and the pious. Those that only we know good from them. All we know from them is good. All that we see from them and hear from them is good, then it's incumbent to love them and to not hate them whatsoever. And then there are people that they're not Muslims, and we know they're not Muslims, and they do not believe in Allah nor His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's impermissible to love them. We hate them entirely. We hate them entirely. We have hatred for them and no love for them. And then there's people who we love them and hate them accordingly. And those who have that obligation to love them and hate them, then they are the Muslims. And what realm are they in? Al-Ihsan, Al-Iman, Al-Islam. What realm are they in? Al-Iman al-Mustahab, Al-Iman al-Wajib, or Mutlaq al-Iman? They have Mutlaq al-Iman. So the one who has Mutlaq al-Iman, he has his obligation to love them, to have an allegiance with them, accordingly. And then likewise, if they have sins with them or innovation with them, it's incumbent likewise to hate them for that and to dislike them for that. So a believer, he will never transgress the limits in this manner. And he will never treat them like a disbeliever and hate them the hatred of a disbeliever, or even worse, which some people they do sometime and they don't realize it because of the hatred and the harm that they have. So this is a very important affair. Again, although a person, it's incumbent for him to love, for example, somebody who drinks alcohol. You will not show him that love. This is the type of person, for example, you boycott him. And in order to reprimand him. So you'll be harsh with him, you'll be rude with him. Don't come around here, you're drinking alcohol, you're drunk, and the likes like that. So you'll be harsh with him and rude with him. But in your heart, you still have love for him because he's a believer. Likewise, the innovator. You'll show him harshness for his innovation. We don't show him love. We don't smile in his face, shake his hand, bring him close. But in our hearts, we know he's a Muslim if his innovation is lesser than disbelief. So we don't have the hatred of a disbeliever for him. But we don't show him love, the love of a believer. Yani, until he repents from his innovation and the likes like this. We understand that. So and like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of the people who died in his time, they died upon iman, but they had deficiency in their faith. The Prophet did not pray on them. You guys pray on him. You pray on your companion like this. So from this aspect, it's and he recommended for the people of virtue and nobility that if one of the corrupt and the evil people die, whether he's corrupt from sins or corrupt from innovation and the likes like this, to not pray on him. So long as his prayer is established, alhamdulillah, the obligation of praying on him, he's being washed and he's being prayed upon, then any of the people of virtue will leave that. In display of that hatred that they have for him. Although they affirm that he should be prayed upon, and although they affirm that he should be buried with the Muslims, but they will not do that themselves. And he has a reprimand, and he for him and for others, and he upon that way, and the likes like this. And he, so this is justice, and this is the religion of Al-Islam. The religion of Al-Islam likewise is called the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So to apply everything in its proper place, this is called Adl, and justice. And this is what is incumbent for a believer to be. And the one who has Al-Iman al-Wajib, or he has Al-Iman al-Mutlaq, he will be just in all of his affairs. If he becomes angry and upset, he's still just. If he's happy and rejoicing, he's just. If he's dealing with his family, he's just. To be just. If he deals with his companions, he's just. With his co-workers and with his colleagues and his business partners, he's just. In every affair, it's incumbent to be just, to be truthful, and to move for the sake of Allah, and not to move upon hawa and desires and whims. And this takes a person into oppression and out of yani the completion of faith and into the weakness of the deen until he's considered ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ is a person who oppresses his own soul. A person who oppresses, although he's a Muslim. So now the author, he's going to continue what he's discussing now about the affairs of Al-Iman Al-Mutlaq. Al-Iman Al-Mutlaq. And this is where he was talking about these issues. The one who has completed the actions of faith and the obligations of faith. The one who has completed the obligations of faith. Then he is the one who has the promise of paradise and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author, he says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. The author, he mentions the verses in the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, which are some very beautiful verses describing the attributes of the believers. So we read the verses in the translation and that which the author mentions, inshallah, and then we go back and discuss, inshallah, some of the details of these noble verses. So Allah, he mentions in these verses that verily the believers, they are successful. And there are those who are humble in their salah, and there are those who stay away from the foul and the vain speech, and there are those who perform the zakat, and there are those who protect their private parts except from their wives and from that which their right hands possess, and from that which their right hands possess, and as for that, then they are not blameworthy. And those who suffice with this, then they are not blameworthy. And whoever seeks any more than that or other than that, then these, they are the wrongdoers. And these, they are the transgressors. And the believers, there are those who, with regards to their trust and their covenants, they fulfill them. And there are those who are maintaining and observing their prayer constantly. And these, they are the inheritors, those who will inherit al-firdaus, and they will be abiding in their for eternity. They will be abiding in there for eternity. So the author, he says, rahimahullah, فَفَسَّرَ اللَّهُ الْإِيمَانَ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ بِجَمِيعِ هَذِهِ الْخِصَالِ. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he has interpreted Iman in these verses with all of these traits. With all of these traits. And how is the author deriving this now? He's saying that Allah in these verses here is interpreting Iman with these traits. Where is the Iman at? The word Iman here. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ 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 they're the ones who have al-Iman. So this is important to understand the Arabic language. The Arabic language is yani is mushtaqqa. It's a language that has ishtiqaq. Ishtiqaq is derived, derivatives. The words are derived from roots. There's a root in the noun and a root in the verb, a nominal root and a verbal root. And so al-Iman is the root. And derived from that, mu'minun. So al-mu'minun, yani sahib al-iman. The al-mu'min, the one who has sahib al-iman. So this is the case. So verily, this is what the author is saying. So now after this, Allah, he mentions that the believers, those people who have iman, they're successful. And now he's describing them with all of these traits. So he says, فَإِنَّهُ أَخْبَرَ بِفَلَاحِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ ثُمَّ وَصَّفَهُمْ بِقَوْلِهِ. Because verily, Allah, he has informed now of the success of the believers. And he has described them with his statement, أَلَذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And they are those who are humble and submissive in their prayer. إِلَى أَخِرِ الْآيَاتِ الْمَذْكُورَةِ. Until the end of the mentioned verses. فَمَنِ اسْتَكْمَلَ هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافِ فَهُوَ الْمُؤْمِنُ حَقًّا. So the one who has completed all of these descriptions, then he is a true believer. Then he is a true believer. We understand where the author is going now. The one who has استكمل هذه الأوصاف, the one who has completed and perfected all of these attributes, then he is al-mu'min haqqan. He's a true believer. So there could be, and based upon this, there could be somebody who establishes these traits, but he didn't complete them. So what would he be? He'll be a Muslim. He'll be a Muslim, but he will not be al-mu'min haqqan. He'll not be a true believer. One will not be a true believer until he fulfills these attributes here. Until he completes these attributes here. Not just performing them, not just doing them, but completing them. Perfecting them in the best manner. Beginning with the first one, those who are in their prayer, those who are humble and submissive in their prayer. Those who are humble and submissive in their prayer. All of the Muslims who pray on the same level in khushu' in one prayer. For example, we just prayed Maghrib. Are all of us the same level in khushu'? Or is it very clear that they're different? And so in that prayer, the one who had more khushu', he has more right to be called a believer at that moment. He has more right to that description, al-Iman, because he is fulfilling those qualities. He's fulfilling those traits. The one who is performing the prayer likewise, but his khushu' is weaker and weaker, he still has mutlaq al-Iman, but he didn't reach that level yet. He didn't reach that level yet, or like the previous one. So therefore, he doesn't have the same rank or same status, although he's still a believer. So the point now is about completing these traits. The one who completes these traits, what level of Iman does he have? Al-Iman? Al-Wajib. Oh, Al-Iman? Al-Kamil. Oh, Al-Iman? Al-Mutlaq. Al-Mutlaq. Then after that, Al-Mustahab. Yani, even higher. First, you want to get to this one first. To get to Al-Iman Al-Mutlaq. To get to Al-Iman Al-Wajib. To get to Al-Iman Al-Kamil. This is what is here. After that, this competition in the realms of Ihsan and Al-Iman Al-Mustahab. But to get to this point here, this is the obligation. And this is the one who has the promise. And this is the one who has these attributes. This is the one with these attributes here. This is that level there. Mm-hmm. This is that level there of any complete faith. فَمَنِ اسْتَكْمَلَ هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافِ فَهُوَ الْمُؤْمِنُ حَقًّا. The one who completed these levels, then he is the true believer. Mm-hmm. So now he summarizes. And this is something that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he blessed Shaykh As-Sa'di with rahimahullah, the ability to summarize knowledge. We see that this book is very brief. To summarize knowledge, but the summarization, it entails a great, great benefit. So he's summarizing now these verses. They begin with this verse here about the salat and those who are humble in their prayer until the end of the verses. He says, وَمَذْمُونُهَا الْقِيَامُ بِالْوَاجِبَاتِ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَ وَاجْتِنَابُ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ وَالْمَكْرُوهَاتِ. And then these verses, what they consist of, or to summarize these affairs, is to establish the obligations outwardly and inwardly, and to avoid and stay away from that which is impermissible and disliked. If you want to summarize all of these traits here, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. All in detail, Allah, he mentioned. In summarization, the Shaykh, he mentioned. Who are they? Those who establish the obligations outwardly and inwardly, and they avoid and stay away from that which is impermissible and disliked. That's the summarization of the religion, and the completion of the deen. So if one, he wanted to complete the deen, he has to first learn the obligations outwardly and inwardly, and learn how to establish them, and then strive to do that. And then he has to also learn the prohibitions outwardly and inwardly. And likewise, that which is disliked, and then learn how to avoid that, and then strive to be upon that way. And this is called as-sirat al-mustaqim, and this is called al-istiqama, and this is called al-taqwa, and this is called al-ibadah, and this is called al-deen, this is called al-islam, this is called al-iman. The one who perfects that in the best manner is called al-ihsan. And the people upon that path, they're called mu'minun. And they're called muhsinun. And they're called muttaqun. And they're called muqarrabun, higher and higher. And they're called abrar, in this manner like this. And they're called sabiqun, bil-khayrat, bi-ithni rabbihim, subhanahu wa ta'ala, like this. And muqtasidun, likewise. These are the names of these individuals, that which is being referred to here. So the shaykh, he says, وَبِتَكْمِيرِهِمْ لِلْإِمَانِ إِسْتَحَقُوا وَبِتَكْمِيرِهِمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ يَسْتَحَقُّ وِرَاثَةَ جَنَّاتِ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الَّتِي هِيَ أَعْلَى الْجَنَّاتِ كَمَا أَنَّهُمْ قَامُوا بِأَعْلَى الْكَمَالَاتِ. Allahu Akbar. So the Shaykh, he says, now, rahimahullah, by completing the faith, now they deserve to inherit the highest levels of paradise. يعني الفردوس. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةَ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. If you ask Allah for the Jannah, then ask Him for Firdaus. So even, and to have high hopes in the mercy of Allah. Even if a person, he knows from his own soul, he doesn't deserve the highest levels of paradise, he still hopes. And we wouldn't say, I just hope to be in Jannah. La, I will hope for Firdaus. I will hope for Firdaus. And the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned that to do this. If you ask Allah for Jannah, then ask for Firdaus. Then ask for Firdaus. And having this hope, if it's true and sincere, it will carry a person to move on that path. To move on that path. So the Shaykh is saying, now the one who completed the faith, by completing the faith, then they deserve to inherit the highest ranks of Firdaus, which are the highest levels of paradise, just as they have completed the highest levels of perfection. And if they have completed the highest level of perfection, yani the human perfection, the highest level, they have completed that. Yani in submission and surrender to Allah, by performing the obligations inwardly and outwardly, and avoiding the prohibitions and that which is disliked, then now they have perfected their deen, and now they have the perfect and high ranks. So just as they have reached the high levels in this life in obedience, in the hereafter, likewise they would inherit the high levels of Jannah. There's a principle here now. هَلَ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is the reward for good anything but good? And it's not a question here. It's a question, but what is intended is the reward for good is nothing but good. الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْأَمَنِ. الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْأَمَنِ. The one who works hard, then he will have the favor of Allah. And the one who neglects his soul and is heedless, then likewise he will get any of that which he strove for. So the Shaykh, he says, وَهَذِهِ صَرِيحَةٌ فِي أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَشْمَلُ أَقَاعِدَ الدِّينِ وَأَخْلَاقَهُ وَأَعْمَالُهُ وَالظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ. We remember now, yani after this discussion, the Shaykh is going back to remind us about the topic of the chapter. What is the chapter? حَدُّ الْإِيمَانِ وَتَفْسِيرُهُ. The definition of Iman and its interpretation. So now he's saying that this is clear that Iman, it includes the creeds of the deen and the manners of the deen and the actions of the deen outwardly and inwardly. Outwardly and inwardly. We understand that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about the believers, those people who have faith, the first thing he mentioned is that they have in their salat, they have khushu'. Where is the khushu'? It's in the heart. But likewise, the khushu' is also in the body and in the eyes, and in the voice and in the eyes as well. Any humbleness, it's on the body parts and in one's voice, and also in his heart. And the salat is where? The salat is where? It's outwardly. So here is mention of outward action and inward action. An inward action. Likewise, it performed the zakat. The zakat, what is intended here, and Allah knows best, both types of zakat. Who knows the two types of zakat? Zakat al-nafs, or zakat al-mal. Both of them are included and intended, because a believer, he will not be a complete and true believer until he purifies his soul and his wealth. And by purifying his wealth, he's purifying his soul. He's purifying his soul. So this is also inwardly and outwardly. And those who protect their private parts and the likes like this, until they fulfill the trust and their covenants, so on and so forth. All of these traits, there are traits here that are any outwardly and inwardly, as he mentioned, the manners of the deen. This is clear now that faith includes any of the creeds of the deen and the manners of the deen and the actions of the deen outwardly and inwardly. Outwardly and inwardly. We have any doubts about this part? Al-Iman, it includes the whole religion. Beginning with the foundation of faith in the heart, which is Qawl al-Qalb. What is the Qawl al-Qalb? The Aqeedah. What is that? Al-Imanu Billahi wa Malaikatihi wa Kutubihi wa Rasulihi wa Al-Yawm al-Akhir wa Al-Imanu Bil-Qadri Khayrihi wa Sharrihi. To believe in everything that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has ordered us to believe in. That's the foundation. That's the root. And then from there proceeding, there are branches. Branches that are in the heart. What are they? The actions of the heart. We have the qawl al-qalb, then we have amalu al-qalb. Amalu al-qalb. The action of the heart likewise, which is like the intention and sincerity and love and hope and fear and humbleness, and humility, and trust, and reliance, and the likes like these affairs. This is from the actions of the heart. And then we have the actions of the body parts. And then back to the beginning, the statement of the tongue. The statement of the tongue. Now we understand that. Statement of the tongue, statement of the heart, and actions of the heart, and actions of the body parts. Actions of the body parts. And in this manner. So this is what he's saying. All of this is Islam. All of this is Islam. So to hope for the reward of Allah is Islam. It's Iman. It's Iman. It's Islam. We understand that? Al-Iman is to hope for the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal. First to believe in Allah in the manner prescribed, and to hope for the reward. To fear Allah. To be repentant. to be broke down in the heart and out of one's own situation with his Lord. And the likes like this, to trust and rely upon Allah, this is Iman. To say La ilaha illallah is Iman. To say Tasbih is Iman. To teach the religion is Iman. To ask a question about the deen, hoping for guidance and direction is Iman. Is Iman. To recite the Quran is Iman. To say Allahu Akbar is Iman. We understand that. To pray is Iman. Ma kana Allahu liyudhi'a imanakum. To pray is Iman. To give zakat is Iman. To lower one's gaze is Iman. To purify one's wealth, to look where one gets his money from is Iman. To cut ties with sinners and with innovations is Iman. To avoid bad company is Iman. To look for good friends is Iman. Friends that remind you of Allah and the Messenger and the hereafter and the likes like this and in the Sunnah. So all of this is Iman. To have good manners, to hope good for believers, to hope good for the Muslims is Iman. Is Iman. Like this, to hate disbelief, to hate alcohol, to hate music is Iman. To dislike sins, to feel bad coming late to the prayer is Iman. Like this, to wake up late on accident, even on accident, to feel bad is Iman. To have remorse is Iman. To backbite somebody and then feel bad about that and repent is Iman. Oh, this is the whole religion. The whole religion is Iman. The whole religion is Iman. We understand that. This is what he's telling us. This is what he's clarified. Okay, now that we understand this, he says, and this is very beautiful manner of interpreting the sefer. He says, وَيَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ يَزِيدُ بِزِيَادَةِ هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافِ وَالتَّحَقُّقِ بِهَا وَيَنْقُصُ بِنَقْصِهَا. He says, and now based upon this, and if this is the case, we all understand the issue of Iman clearly, that it encompasses the whole religion, the creed, and the manners, and the actions, and the speech, actions of the heart, inwardly and outwardly, and the likes like this. Then, based upon that, then it increases with the increase of these descriptions, or it increases whenever these descriptions are fulfilled properly, or that the rights of these descriptions are fulfilled properly. It will increase. And to have salat, khushu' in the salat, whenever that is fulfilled properly, this description is done properly in the best manner, then the iman increases. And likewise, it decreases whenever there's a deficiency here. There's a deficiency here. So based upon any of these traits and how well they're performed determines the faith. If these traits are performed, the traits of Iman, the actions of Iman, if they're performed properly in the best manner, then the Iman increases. And if there's deficiency in performing these attributes and establishing these traits, then the Iman decreases accordingly. He says, وَأَنَّ النَّاسَ فِي الْإِيمَانِ دَرَجَاتٌ مُتَثَاوِتَةٌ. And that the people with regards to faith, there are many different levels. And there are many, various levels. Mutafawita, yani various levels. Some of them are high in their faith and others are lower in their faith, but they all share mutlaq al-iman. They all share faith, meaning they're all Muslims. The one at the highest level, what is he called? Al-Muhsin. But he's also a Muslim. So he shares that with him. And the one at the lowest level, he's a Muslim. He's not a Muhsin, but he's a Muslim. So he shares with that one up there. And in his highest level. In his highest level. We understand this. Alhamdulillah. So the believers, they fluctuate. Or the believers, they vary. And their faith fluctuates. And it is different. It varies. Any person to person and time to time. So he says, Rahimahullah, بِحَسِبِ تَفَاوَتِ هَذِي أَوْصَافِ. وَأَنَّ النَّاسَ فِي الْإِيمَانِ دَرَجَاتٌ مُتَفَاوِتَةٌ بِحَسَبِ تَفَاوَتِ هَذِي الْأَوْصَافِ وَلِهَذَا كَانَ ثَلَاثَ دَرَجَاتٍ. So then this also is clear now, that the people with regards to faith, there are various levels according to the variance of these attributes. According to the variance of these attributes. And so because of that, now we say that the people are three levels. Because of that, the people are three levels. What people? The people of faith. And now we're talking about al-Muslimin. Yeah, the people of faith. There are three levels. So he says, Rahimahullah, Sabiquna Muqarrabun. The first and foremost, and those who are near. And Sabiq is the one who has preceded. He's first and foremost. And the Muqarrab, he's the one who's close. So the one who precedes, what does he do? He gets close. The one who proceeds in doing good, he gets closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Doesn't everyone want to be close to Allah Azza wa Jalla? What does it mean to be close to Allah Azza wa Jalla? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huh? Above his throne in a manner befitting his majesty. Ar-Rahmanu ala arshistawa. Afa amantu man fi sama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is above his throne in a manner befitting his majesty. Above the seventh heaven. Above the throne. Above the throne. Far. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can you become close to him? What is intended here? Huh? Huh? Close to his mercy. Close to his help. Close to his aid. His assistance. His guidance. His kindness. Yani the ma'iyya al-khasa. Al-qurb al-khas. That he will, that one who will be close to Allah. Meaning that Allah will help him and aid him. Respond to him and direct him. And facilitate for him his affairs. And make it easy for him. He will not entrust him to his own soul. He will not leave him to himself. Wasjud waqtarib. Prostrate. Go down and you'll go up close to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. By humbling yourself. Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Rafa'ahu Allah. So what is intended here? Those people who are near to Allah. Meaning because of their obedience and their humbleness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them. And he helps them and he aids them and he directs them and he guides them and he gives them success. And he makes it easy for them. If they have good, then they show thanks. And if they're trial with trials, then they'll be patient. And they'll have the success to do these affairs. Whenever calamity befalls, they'll be given success to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Whenever the difficulty comes, they will be able to deal with it properly. They will not run and hide and cause more problems and blame the world. Rather, they will face them and deal with them with justice and hoping for the reward from Allah. And Allah will give them success because of their faith and their iman in this manner like this. In this manner, like this. This is the muqarrabun, the people who have high ranks, the high level. So to be close to Allah, what is intended? You need to have the ma'iyya al-khasa. That when Allah ma'aladina ittaqaw wa ladinahum muhsinun. Allah is with the believers. He's with all of His creation by way of His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who believe, according to their belief, He's with them likewise by aiding them and helping them. احفظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظْكَ احفظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلْ Allah, fas'al Allah. So there are many evidences clarifying this, what is intended. But just so that it's clear, what is intended here? To be close to Allah, those who are close to Allah, meaning that they're close to Him because they obey Him and they submit to Him and they surrender to Him inwardly and outwardly, properly, in the best manner, and therefore Allah, He aids them. So they're close to His mercy, and close to His kindness, and close to His help, and close to His aid. May Allah make us from them. May Allah make us and our families, our wives and our children, and our loved ones, all of us from them. By His mercy and His grace. So the Shaykh, he says, وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ قَامُوا بِالْوَاجِبَاتِ وَالْمُسْتَحَبَاتِ وَتَرَكُوا الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ وَمَكْرُوهَاتِ وَفُضُولَ الْمُبَاحَاتِ. So now if somebody wanted to say, who are the muqarrabun? Or السَّابِقُونَ المُقَرَّبُونَ? The Shaykh, he says, they are the ones who perform the obligations and that which is recommended likewise. And they leave off that which is haram and that which is disliked and even some of the affairs that are permissible. Some of the extra affairs that are permissible. So the Shaykh, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that based upon this affair, the believers, there are three levels. There are three levels. The first level, sabiqun, muqarrabun, those who are first and foremost, meaning in doing good, and those who are nearest and closest to Allah. وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ قَامُوا بِالْوَاجِبَاتِ وَالْمُسْتَحَبَّاتِ وَتَرَكُوا الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ وَالْمَقْرُوهَاتِ وَفُضُولَ الْمُبَاحَاتِ. And they are those who have established the obligations along with that which is recommended. Along with that which is recommended. And they have left off that which is haram, and also that which is disliked. And also some of the affairs that are permissible. Also some of the affairs are that are permissible. Again, to summarize, he's summarizing, rahimahullah, and the traits of these people. The traits of these people. Now he says, the second level, al-muqtasidun. وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ قَامُوا بِالْوَاجِبَاتِ وَتَرَكُوا الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ. Al-muqtasidun, any those who have taken a middle course. Those who have taken a middle course. Al-iqtisad is to al-i'tidal, to be moderate. So he says, rahimahullah, that they are those who established the obligations and left off that which is impermissible. And left off that which is impermissible. And then the third category, wa-zalimuna li-anfusihim, those who oppress their own souls. The Shaykh, he says, rahimahullah, wa-humu al-ladhina taraku ba'da wajibat al-iman. وَفَعَلُوا بَعْضَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ كَمَا ذَكَرَهُمَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْلِهِ ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. And the third level, there are those who oppress their own souls, and they are those who have left off some of the obligations of Iman. There are those who have left off some of the obligations of Iman. Meaning that this third level there, they have mutlaq al-Iman, but they did not reach al-Iman al-Wajib. They did not reach al-Iman al-Mutlaq. They did not reach al-Iman al-Kamil. So therefore they're considered ظَالِمٌ or ظَالِمُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. They are those who oppress their own souls. The point is that they are in the fold of al-Islam. They are considered Muslimun. They have the rights of the Muslims. And accordingly. Now, so then he says, rahimahullah, again, that they are those who have left off some of the obligations of Iman. And they have performed some of that which is impermissible. Just as Allah has mentioned them in this verse. And he mentioned all three of these categories. It's just Allah has mentioned them in all three of these categories. And Allah, he mentioned the meaning of which is, and then we have cause to inherit the book, any of the revelation, meaning the Quran, and the final revelation, those who we have chosen from our slaves, meaning this ummah. And from them, there are those who oppress their own souls. And from them, there are those who take a middle course. And from them, there are those who hasten to do good. They are hastening and proceeding in doing good by the permission of Allah. And that is the great grace and the great bounty. And this is the great bounty and the great grace. After this, what is the next verse? Jannatu adenin yadkhulunaha. Jannatu adenin yadkhulunaha. Gardens of paradise. Or everlasting gardens of paradise. Yadkhulunaha. Yadkhulunaha. Some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this well here should be written with gold. Should be written with gold, because this well here, يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَاوْ جَمَعَةً. The ضَمِير دَائِمًا يَعُودُ إِلَى مَذْكُورٍ سَابِقٍ. What does it refer to? جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا. Garden, everlasting gardens of paradise, they will enter it. They, who does it refer to? سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ only? وَالْمُكْتَسِدُونَ only? السَابِقُونَ وَالْمُكْتَسِدُونَ only? Or all three of them? All three of them. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا. يَدْخُلُونَهَا. If I remember correctly, Sheikh Muhammad Amin Shankiti rahimahullah, Sheikh Naam Shankiti rahimahullah, he mentioned this. I will look in the tafsir inshallah and bring it. The benefit about this wow here, and the fact that it's what is included here, any of this pronoun is referring to all of them. So even the one from this woman that oppresses his own soul, he has the promise of entering paradise that abide forever. So this is a great grace and mercy, even to the extent some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that this is one of the most hopeful verses in the book of Allah. One of the verses that has the most hope, will give a believer the most hope, is this verse. There are a number of verses mentioned like this. That this is the verse that gives the believer the most hope. From them, it's mentioned this verse here. Because all of them are included. All of them, they are included. وَظَلِمُوا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ. It has been reported authentically from Uqba ibn Sahnan al-Hanai that he said, I asked Aisha, سَأَلْتُ عَيْشَ أَنْ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. He said, I asked, he's from the Tabi'in. He said, I asked Aisha radiallahu anha about the statement of Allah, and then we have caused to inherit the book, those who we have chosen from our slaves. And mentioning this verse here, mentioning these three levels. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, فَقَالَتْ لِي يَا بُنَيْ هَؤُلَاءِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. She said, oh my beloved son, all of those people there in Jannah. And all three of them, they're in Jannah. أما السابق بالخيرات فمن مضى على أهدي رسول الله وشهد له رسول الله بالحياة والرزق. As for those who hasten to do good, and those who are first and foremost in doing good, then there are those who have passed, that have already proceeded in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger had witnessed for them the good life and provision. And as for the muqtasid, those who take the middle course, and those who follow them and from his companions. Upon truth, and as for those who oppress their own souls, then they're the likes of me and you. رضي الله عنها وهذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.